Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, three title changes at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam.
A former WWE star debuts in AEW for a change.
A major update on MJF's title match chip thing.
And it's all kicking off backstage in AEW for a change.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Cleary.
And this is the news. Right, let's dive straight into it then. Last night, of course, was AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. If you don't want spoilers from this, why are you watching the news?
Get off the internet!
But also, there's time stamps in the comment section if you want to check that out. Instead, three title changes on last night's AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. The most obvious one, of course, being the fact there was no world champion, but one has been crowned in the main event.
Yes.
And it is now three-time AEW World Champion Jon Moxley. He won in the main event just before they went off the air. He defeated Bryan Danielson, hit him with several Death Riders, one of which was on the ramp, and eventually choked the life out of his fellow Blackpool Combat Club member to be declared the World Champion, whilst MJF watched on from above after kicking Tony Schiavone's ass earlier on in the night. Other title changes include the Acclaimed finally becoming AEW World Tag Team Champions. They defeated Swerve in Our Glory to a huge baby. Also, Billy Gunn, for some reason, got involved. I know he's daddy ass, but that's naughty, that is. He hit Swerve with a Famouser on the outside, chucked him back in, and then in the end, Max Caster hit him with a mic drop. 1, 2, 3, the Acclaimed are world champions. Scissor me, daddy, Cleary ass.
Right. I don't know what that means.
Can I just
scissor me, daddy, Cleary ass?
Yeah. Well, he says, and also, Chris Jericho. Don't worry. Chris Jericho is the new Ring of Honor World Champion. He beat Claudio Castagnoli in the opening match of AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. With no honor whatsoever, he kept trying to kick him in the bollocks. He tried to use Floyd the Bat. And then in the end, he successfully kicked Claudio in the bollocks.
Floyd the Bat, a bat?
An actual bat, yes. Right. And he hit him with the Judas Effect. 1, 2, 3. Bit of a surprise, that one, I've got to be honest. Not sure about that. But yes, three world champions crowned. Or four, I suppose, technically.
If you're technically playing,
yeah. Also, on the show, you had a sort of heel turn, technically, by Pac. He used the ring bell hammer thing to clock Orange Cassidy with.
Seems legit.
To retain the All-Atlantic title. And Tony Storm retained the interim AEW world title. In a four-way match, which also featured Britt Baker getting a face smashed in. Please stop doing
that
to her.
Yeah, it looked quite bad.
She was covered in blood. She beat up the world champion afterwards with the help of Jamie Hayter. But Adam Cleary, merge one story into two.
Yeah.
Who came to, or who appeared to
make
the save?
Sorry, you mean you're not going to ask me for my valuable insight on these titles?
But I feel like it segs nicely
okay.
into yours.
It's, does it seg, does it?
Yeah.
Well, here's a seg for you. So after that match, after the not a fatal four-way registered trademark copyright World Wrestling Entertainment, there was an arrival, a debut, and a surprise appearance. Now, you nerds sit here, desperate for stories every day.
Indeed.
Any rumour of a return or a debut, anything.
We're all over
it. You milk that. The teat of that runs dry. And yet, not a peep from the internet nerds about this happening. Saraya, formerly Paige in WWE, makes her... She did get in the ring, so I'm calling it an in-ring return,
yes.
but only in the loosest possible sense. For the first time since Well, she was released in June. Yeah. I can't remember when the last time she did anything in WWE was, but she hasn't wrestled since December 2017.
Bloody hell.
December 2017.
Oh, we'd that's only, I'd only ages just started ago. Here then.
God, that's just... Whoa, that is really a long time ago. Anyway, very nice to see her back. Obviously, the pap she got for that was absolutely enormous. And as I think Andy pointed out on Twitter this morning, fair play to the actual production side is because they didn't talk over it. They didn't go, oh my God,
yes,
it's the ring. They just sort of let the pop happen. They let it all organically do. She came out to the ring. The crowd absolutely loved it. She was giving it this. She was giving it that. Someone else who appreciates a good jacket game, like myself, really good. Nice pink spiky jacket, really good. Don't know what she's doing yet. There was kind of an implication that she'd be lying with the faces and all that when there's kind of the all the heels outside going, oh, what's going on?
So we don't what's know. Happened to your nose again?
We don't know yet. Britt Baker's going to end up looking like Steve Bruce in a couple of years, isn't she? Like, I know for Richard for poorer, for Smash Mouth for not. Like, I know, but like, that's a risky, risky game.
Stop breaking her nose.
Anyway, yeah, so we don't know what she's going to be doing yet, but it's just really, really nice to see her back. Yes. Because this is somebody who... WWE, God, right, so she was away and there was all this kind of stuff was up in the air, nobody was really sure what was happening with her, and she came back, and not long after she came back, she got that stinger, that put her on the shelf permanently, then they had her managing the Kabuki Warriors, they had her as GM of SmackDown, they had her on backstage, they never really knew where to put her. Do you remember when she was GM, and Shane McMahon just did that backstage, and was like, yep, thanks very much, Paige, we're going to be putting you in a new role, she's done a great job, everybody, round of applause, and then they just... Never talked about
we'll
that
we'll take
again.
It from here. Goodbye.
That was it.
Yeah, bollocks.
So
that.
Hopefully they've got a reasonable plan for whether that includes in-ring action or she's just managing or doing something. She's talented. The women's landscape of professional wrestling as it stands today would not look anything like it does now, either in WWE or AEW, if it was not for her and some of the earlier trailblazers prior to the women's revolution. So, yeah, good to see her. Good to see her back. Don't do it.
Good relationship
don't
with her
do
as well,
it.
Don't you?
Don't do it.
What was it you...
Don't
oh,
do it.
I wrote that we've got this in the background
don't
as well, WCPW
don't
logo. What was it you said to her?
I must have told this Paige story 100 times.
I still love it.
You have to do it for all the news. Right. Yeah. Look, we had Paige backstage at a number of WCPW shows. I was like 29, right? And when you're 29, you don't care about the odds, do you? Or the logistics, or the fact that 6'4" boyfriend's also there. You just shoot your shot, don't you? And the problem is, with this story, I was really good at shooting my shot at 29.
Yeah.
Not so much now. Like, I was really good at 29, though, and the best I could muster was, it's Paige, isn't it? She said yes.
Thoughts on the title changes on Dynamite?
Good for them.
Okay, let's move on.
There's loads more to this story, which is less embarrassing, but just yes. I never tell that.
Oh, no. And if you want to know more thoughts on the title changes, we'll be discussing it on the Dynamite Review podcast, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. And, of course, Miller will be here later on today, giving you all the ups and downs from Dynamite Grand Slam. One major down for me...
Oh, it's gone up to 110 times.
...was the lack of MJF becoming world champion. He was hovering over the whole thing. Like I said, he beat up Tony Schiavone and Wheeler Yuta earlier on in the night, and then he was pictured quite a few times during the main event, sat in the stands with that big poker chip thing of his. But there has been a bit of clarification as to how and when he can cash in. A lot of people speculating whether or not it's like the Money in the Bank thing, because previously you had to, like, I think call your shot, but now potentially you could just go, there you go. And obviously on Rampage, which I won't spoil for anyone, there was a number one contender crowned in the golden ticket gimmick thing. Ooh. But... Tony Khan and MJF have both been appearing on Barstool's wrestling show, which is absolutely fantastic, well worth checking out. And Tony Khan was asked about MJF's chip, and he said, MJF is really looming over the championship picture since he returned at All Out and won the casino ladder match, which means he's going to have a shot at the world title anytime he wants. I will sanction the match. He basically clarified, the world title match can happen on any sanctioned AEW event. He said, I think anytime, any sanctioned event, we can certainly make it happen. And in terms of MJF clarifying as to whether or not it has sort of Money in the Bank-esque qualities, MJF, when asked about it, said, I do have to have a conversation with someone beforehand, yes, but that does not mean that all parties need to be in the know of said conversation. So potentially it could still be him running down after maybe John Moxley's exhausted after a title defense or whatever it may be. As long as he had that conversation, it's been sanctioned by Tony Khan, MJF could become world champion in a matter of moments.
I think it's really silly that it's a poker chip. I think it looks really silly when they carry
What do you think's dumber, that or the hemorrhoid ring that you had to win to get a title shot that I think it was Scorpio Sky got?
Both really dumb, yeah. In my opinion. Oh, the golden ticket thing's funny, because it's got... I'm sorry, but you cannot get away from the Willy Wonka comparisons with that, unfortunately. There's just... the only good way to do this is a contract in a briefcase, and that's... another promotion has that unlocked.
Yes.
The ring was clever. I thought that was really good. But there's just no other way to do it other than like something official looking.
What was it called in Lucha Underground? Gift from the Gods or something like that? That was a cool name.
It was a cool name.
But he didn't have to carry around in a giant poker chip. Imagine getting that on a plane. Is this your poker chip?
The thing is, right, genuinely, here's what you do. I'll fix it for them. I'll give them some clarification on this, right? You do the giant novelty poker chip for the match, but within the novelty poker chip is a 24-carat golden poker chip that you just take out and goes in your pocket and you put that down when you want to cash it in. To fix it for you, Tony. I've done it.
Wrestling's really easy.
Really easy to book.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Anyway, do you want to know the story?
Yes, please.
So, speaking of wrestling being really easy, the only time it's not really easy is when everybody starts fighting each other and getting it all dust ups and all that. Anyway, apparently, according to Fightful, there has been yet another backstage meeting in AEW to try and clear up some of the morale issues, some of the concerns people have, some of the fallout from all the EVPs and the reigning world champion at the time coming to blows, biting each other. And maybe I'm getting part of the story confused, but punting a dog out of a window?
You're close. Well, close a dog enough, had to be rescued, I believe.
I'm out of the picture these days. I just pick up what I hear in the office. Anyway, another meeting backstage, and it was described as, and this is all the detail there is,
go on,
addition by subtraction.
Right.
Was it the other way around?
That sounds
addition by subtraction. What does that mean, Adam? I hear you all ask. Don't know. Nobody clarified that. Well, who gave that meeting, Adam? Don't know. Nobody clarified that. But what was the response to it? Don't know.
Generally
positive. Fired everybody up for the show, but in terms of resolving the rather more important issues over talent happiness and the relationship with the EVPs and the suspension or not of CM Punk, don't know. Nobody's let that out yet, so we can't report on it. This is like the third or so meeting they've had since. Previously, one was had by Moxley, by Danielson, and by Jericho.
Yes.
You'd assume some of the locker room leaders in this situation, which apparently was productive if itself did not lead to anything necessarily concrete. And there was one before that, which was apparently where all the problems came from, where Kenny Omega may have had some words misinterpreted or taken out of context, or depending on
a
your opinion.
Joke or, I don't know.
What was it? 8 out of 10 of you can't wrestle me.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign you or something like that.
Which, you know, there are many ways to take that. If you're 2 out of every 10, great.
Yeah.
If you're 8 out of every 10, maybe time for some introspection.
It is nice, though, that, like you say, that the morale seems to have been improving since the dark days of a few weeks.
The dark days of 11 days ago.
Yes. And I think the show, if I'm honest, has been weird without the EVPs and Punk. But I wouldn't say it's missed them that much, because they put on some really exciting stuff in the interim to distract people from that.
I will say, my incredible working knowledge of wrestling at the moment, I would say that from what I saw of last night's show, which is a 2-hour television special, you are fine without the EVPs.
Yes.
When you start building up to a 3-, 4-, 5-hour pape, that's when you're probably going to start feeling their absence, both in the build-up, in the excitement, in the anticipation. Because look at the names you're missing.
Yeah.
Any promotion in the world's going to miss that. And yes, there's incredible talent there, and you can put all manner of other matches together, but this is supposed to be a promotion at the very, very top level of the industry. And to be at the very top level of the industry, you need to have the very, very top stars in the industry.
Yeah.
And if their absence, not even just you've never signed them and they never worked here, if they are noticeable by their absence, oh, well, Kenny would have had that match, and the Bucks would have had that match, and Punk would have had that match, then you've got a problem.
And you've got this speculation swirling around CM Punk. I mean, if he does end up leaving AEW, he can't go to WWE. If only there was some sort of independent promotion that he could, you know, work for.
They could afford him.
Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from TrollMac20.
To Mr. and Mrs. Mac20, a son, troll. People hated that. I don't know why I still do that.
I love it. Good morning, gentlemen and Neil, he writes. If Roman goes to Mania 39...
When he's not in, does he take it with
him?
Yeah,
he has to take care of it. It's feeding and, you know, bathing and all that
stuff. Is that true?
Yeah.
Weird guy.
Unlike me. If Roman goes to Mania 39 against The Rock...
I have meetings with, you have no idea now. How's it going? It's not bad, How's the wrestling channel? Really good. And when I'm having these serious conversations about, profit and loss documents, all the serious stuff, all I see in the back of my head, you going, oh, on a microphone.
Hey.
Hey, they know what they're doing. Hey, audience, you're eating that up, No need to check in on them. I'll do that.
If Roman goes to Mania 39 against The Rock with both titles, what happens with the Royal Rumble winner?
Well, it's The Rock.
Oh, you think The Rock's going to win the Rumble?
Well, there you go. I'll just fix that for you straight away.
I've not had your thoughts really on the whole Roman title match.
I haven't got any, that's why.
Okay, fair enough.
Not in a I don't care about this stuff way. Just, you know, my days are concerned with mentally picturing you deep-throating a microphone while I talk to people in suits. I haven't really got time to have a concise, neat opinion that I'm happy to have on front of camera.
It's really simple, in my opinion. Roman is the biggest star in wrestling, and therefore having fight both nights on WrestleMania, one night for the title, WWE Championship, that Cody Rhodes wants to challenge for because he won the Rumble. That's night two, against The Rock for maybe the Universal Championship if you want to do that, but also for family.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that.
No.
I think either you put The Rock on the first night, right, and that makes it feel like that's not the main event of the weekend, or you put The Rock on the second night, and because Roman's already wrestled, it's kind of like, well, is this fair? Unless you already have The Rock booked to go it, to do it, to run it back as a one-night defence at, SummerSlam or something. Unless you already have that signed.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I literally wrestled the night before. What were you doing the night before? Signing autographs? Unless you've already got a book to do a twofer and have The Rock hold the title for 6 months.
Yes. I'm just glad it's not my problem. Second question today comes from Scotty, who says, should WWE have Rey Mysterio move into the office part-time and be a Lucha talent scout for Trips and HBK? I get the feeling that after the Dominic Judgment Day program is over, Rey will semi-retire.
Do you know what it is? This is why someone really needs to make a really good football manager version of a wrestling game. Because you can imagine having the scouting attributes. Rey Mysterio, scouting youngsters, 18. And then it's got a little Lucha, strong style.
I like it as an idea.
Things he can scout.
I think he's an incredibly talented guy who obviously has got such experience in this industry. And yeah, Lucha guys might get a chance now.
Sorry, not to shoot this down, but would you really trust Rey Mysterio to scout Lucha wrestlers when he has recommended Dominic Mysterio? I found this really great wrestler all the way up here. Same name. Oh, no, it's a total coincidence. He's great, yeah.
I've got another talent for you here. Female talent, in fact.
Yeah.
Name's Aaliyah. What do you reckon to this one? What's the surname? Hasn't got one. We've already got an Aaliyah with no surname.
Don't know.
Right, final question today comes from Desani Beauregard.
Mr. and Mrs.
Great name.
Oh, I couldn't even do that one.
Greetings and salutations! Right, Desani. Which is more likely to happen to Nathan Fraser? A, he becomes Seth Rollins' disciple.
Look, it's not Nathan Fraser's fault. I've said this pretty much all summer, right? Newcastle knew at the start of the window that, getting the right side of the tagger was the most important position they needed. And look, I like Almiron. I think Almiron should play there, but Fraser obviously does offer you something different. He got 2 assists for Scotland last night. It's not his fault. You can clearly see, with teams sitting deeper, it's really hard for them to get in behind now. That's not his fault. It's not his level.
No. That's Ryan Fraser.
Yeah. Would you
this
say?
This is Nathan Fraser. He wrestles on NXT. He was on NXT UK. He's Ben Carter in AEW.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
He's an incredible British prospect. I think he should already be on the main roster. Should he be
what side does he play?
Seth Rollins' disciple or win an NXT title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, yeah. Why not both?
I think he should be on the main roster. I think he's so talented. You're wasting your time with him in NXT. He doesn't need to be seasoned anymore. I have one more match against Axiom because they're mint.
Don't you go on that NXT's brilliant in The Office?
It is, but it's the developmental show.
All right.
He doesn't need developing. He doesn't have to necessarily come in and immediately align himself to Seth Rollins. Let that percolate.
What's the Seth Rollins connection?
He trained him.
So bring him in,
put on mint matches, have him fight Chad Gable, have him fight Ricochet, and then you can build eventually to a Seth Rollins match. But he doesn't need to be in NXT
Put my chair up so high, my feet don't touch the floor.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally and answer the question, why on earth is this symbol behind us? It's because WCPW is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm just manifesting.
Don't do that.
But
you've already done it to an extent that can now be clipped.
Oh, bollocks. And then again, there's enough stuff I do on this news that could be clipped that could get me into trouble.
Yeah, I've got loads of it on my hard drive.
Anyway, I'm just saying this because Adam Cleary, it's not just me, you, and the entire What Culture Office that wants WCPW.
It's the entire bloody world!
Exactly. For also known as Defiant Wrestling to come back. Will Ospreay wants it to return! This was overnight. Someone tweeted at Will Ospreay, I miss WCPW, and he responded, I was saying this last week, I think the UK scene could really benefit with What Culture WWE coming back. If I get to powerbomb one of the Andes, even better. Someone subsequently suggested one of the Adams and was his response.
One of the Andes. Will Ospreay has failed to count to one. Wait, Pollard?
Yes!
Yeah, it's two.
I'm an idiot,
there you go.
But then he suggested me, you, or Nicholas
to
powerbomb.
Yeah.
He chose me, and then subsequently it was suggested that I was powerbombed onto you.
Oh, I'm still over on Twitter. Again. I should use it again. Do you know what? I was also saying this last week, and the week before that, and the week before that, and the week before, pretty much every week before that for the last sort of year and a half. I agree. I actually think that right now, the UK scene needs to be built back up.
Yes.
It had a huge boom period, then all the American stuff happened, and then COVID, yada, yada, yada. It does feel it's in a stage now where it's actually sort of on the rise back up. Now, unlike, you know, yourself, Hamlet, Sidgwick and Andy, who sit here and talk about wrestling all day but never lower yourselves to actually go to a show unless I pay hundreds of pounds to make it happen.
Yeah.
I actually go to the occasional wrestling shows at Progress the other week. Incredible wrestlers on at Progress. Do they have the brand names yet? No. Do they have the reputations yet? No. But there's some really, really, really... I mean, you saw that Twitter thread, people were like, who are these losers? Oh. It's like, they're really good.
Yeah.
They're actually really good.
Give them a chance.
If you ever went to any of these shows. And what WCPW, as along with RevPro and Progress and ICW, was able to do back in sort of your 2015 to 2016 was give a really big spotlight and a really big platform to these up-and-coming British wrestlers by getting in import or bigger names and allowing them to share a ring together and distributing the content in an accessible way so people could get to know these wrestlers. And then, lo and behold, they all built up their own following, they all built up their own audiences, mostly down to how talented they were in their good work. But you do need a platform for them to showcase that kind of stuff on. And then we've got into the whole NXT UK thing, and then it just... But that wouldn't have happened without these wrestlers having that sort of following. And you need promotions that can put these pieces together to allow that to happen. And who knows? Who knows, mate? Maybe there's stuff going on at this company.
I'd love it.
That would enable certain decisions to be made by certain people in this room that might enable, even just for one night only, a little...
Oh, yeah, a one-off.
Even just as a little fun one. Maybe as a one-off for all.
I've never been involved in a stunner party.
Have you not?
Never.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I'd love to. And also,
I've stunned three British world champions, and I was even famous then.
I would love to see it, Will Ospreay. We would love to have you. You could never powerbomb me, but congratulations.
Your legs are too long.
It'd be horrible. I'd love to have him and Joe Hendry, who's doing great stuff as well in Impact Wrestling. God, it'd be so good. We couldn't get Wade back, could we?
We could ask.
I can always ask, I suppose. One-off show, please make it happen. I don't know who I'm asking. Make it happen! Nothing. Right, okay. Let us know your thoughts on that.
Sorry, my phone's going. It's legal.
All of today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. As I said, we'll be reviewing Dynamite Grand Slam a little bit later on today. Let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. You can follow Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And hey, take your time out of today to wish Michael Sidgwick a happy birthday. It's his birthday today, at M Sidgwick on Twitter. But for now, my thanks to Cleary.
26.
Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.